This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Farmers have a lot of equipment, and honestly, it's probably too much equipment, but this is the time of the year where we need to spend some time preparing that equipment for the cold temperatures to come. Winter is a hard time on a lot of equipment we use, largely because of water freezing in various systems. Fuel stabilizers are also an important consideration. Let's go over some maintenance considerations for winterizing farm equipment. Point 1 is for tractors and farm equipment that run on diesel. There is a difference between the summer blend, number 2 diesel, and the winter blends, number 1 diesel. Gas stations and co-op change the blend over automatically, but there could be a problem with gelling in equipment with summer diesel still in it. Point 2 is to make sure the engine coolant has a proper amount of antifreeze and that it's circulated throughout the system. That old tractor might have needed to be topped off with some water in the summer, but don't forget to change it out now. Point 3 is to top off all fluids possible. In this area, we have periods of below freezing and above freezing all winter long. This has a tendency to cause some water condensation to accumulate in fuel and hydraulic oil tanks. The less air in the tank will mean less ability to condensate. Point 4 is to disconnect the batteries that aren't going to be used during the winter and store them in a more protected area. Otherwise, it is a good idea to keep the battery as charged as possible for the equipment that is going to be used during the winter. You're going to need a full battery push to get the engine started in midwinter anyways. Leaving the batteries on a maintainer charger between uses is a good idea. Point 5 is to remember the diesel exhaust fluid, the DEF, in semis and newer tractors. DEF freezes at 12 degrees Fahrenheit and expands, which could damage the pumps and the tanks. Some equipment deals with the DEF automatically, but otherwise it will need to be drained. Point 6 is to clean any equipment that needs it. Mud and plant debris is full of water, and that can damage some equipment as it freezes. Track loaders and bulldozers are especially vulnerable because their job is to move and push things in the mud that then gets caked around the tracks and the clogs. When frozen, this mud acts as concrete, keeping anything from moving. Besides all this, the extra moisture from the mud and plant debris will tend to cause rust in the metal that is next to. Point 7 is to give special considerations for sprayers, which are of course very vulnerable to freezing temperatures. Make sure that all the water is pumped out of the systems and then blown out with air hose whenever possible. RV, antifreeze, and corrosion preventer can be circulated throughout the systems, including the booms. It is a good idea to remove any pressure gauges and store them inside. In conclusion, it is rather time-consuming to winterize all the various equipments around the farm, but it is going to save a whole lot of time repairing in the spring. Probably going to save a lot of money as well. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.